Hello, I'm Robin Quine and I'm joined by
Jane Pratt.
Coming up, we have more items of news and another feature, which is topical in that it tells us the history of sending Christmas cards. First, however, as usual, we have Information Desk to tell you about what's going on, some events which are coming up, and a chance to keep in contact.
Thank you for your Christmas card, Mrs. Margaret Hare, and to Mrs. Sheila Wright, Mrs. Betty Maris and Jackie Kerrison for your cards and generous donations. Thank you also, Mrs. Maris, for the enormous envelope of stamps that arrived in the post this morning. Finally, we are sorry to hear, Mrs. Jane Creek-Keaton, that you didn't receive your 7th of December recording. A replacement is included in this week's wallet.
We've had a message from Age UK Norwich about respite care available over the Christmas period and New Year. If you have a full-time carer, it is important to make time for them too, for the sake of their health and to give them the energy to carry on caring. This is where your respite care can help, particularly at times like Christmas. Spending time in a caring and warm environment with dedicated helpers on hand can be the answer and a way to give a carer a break. Age UK Norfolk can meet such demands with its 20-bed respite unit at the Grays Fair Court Centre in Norwich. Each comfortable apartment has ensuite facilities and its own 32-inch television. The path to respite care can be taken in two ways. First, through the social services system via Norfolk County Council. Care packages taken this way will be refunded if the patient meets the necessary criteria, or there is a self-funding option. Grays Fair Court runs a special programme over the holiday period with entertainers and special Christmas meals. Visitors are welcome and there are no visiting restrictions over the Christmas and New Year period. The regular Grays Fair Court facilities, such as the hairdressing salon, foot care, the computer with internet access and the library, are all available. To find out more about respite care at Christmas or at any other time, please contact Age UK Norfolk's Grays Fair Court on 01603 594 747 or Norfolk County Council on 0344 800 8020.
If you're interested in arts and crafts, including basket weaving, textiles, clay work, painting, sculpture, papier-mâché or anything else you would like to try, then give Mark or Elaine a call on 01603 629 558 or email marksmith@nnab.org.uk to book your place. Sessions are held on Wednesdays between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. or Thursdays between 10 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. and cost £3.
That's all from Information Desk.
Our first batch of news items is mainly concerned with the city's students and the university. New student accommodation in the city nears completion and there is planning proposal for yet more residences and the cultural side of the UEA is in evidence with the publication of the spring lineup for their literary festival. But first, following the sad news of the death of chatterbox stalwart Roy Townsend, who many of you will remember as a regular reader on this weekly news and the monthly Norfolk magazine, we will hear an extract from the obituary which appeared in the paper.
One of the world's biggest settlement companies of massive insurance risks was headed by Roy Townsend, who has died aged 76 at his Norwich home. Mr. Townsend started as a 17-year-old in the investment department of Norwich Union's Marble Hall in Surrey Street. He retired in 2001 after a six-decade career. He ran Norwich Winter Tour, which until the early 1990s employed more than 220 staff. It handled reinsurance claims from around the world. Born in 1941, Mr. Townsend went to the City of Norwich School before joining Norwich Union, now Aviva. In 1976, he became the first, and ironically almost the last, member of staff at Norwich Winterthur. The specialist reinsurance based in Rose Lane had been formed by Norwich Union, Swiss-based Winterthur and Chiyoda of Japan. But after a spate of hugely costly global natural disasters generated almost £200 million worth of losses, it was decided in 1993 to close the business. But ever resourceful, he fought off tough competition from the City of London to launch a successor specialist insurance firm, Cavell Management Services, in 1995. He was a respected manager and a popular compere of social events, including the Miss NU competitions in the early 1960s. In June 1993, he was elected president of the Insurance Institute of Norwich, marking his 35 years in the industry. A keen Canaries follower, he was also a great enthusiast for the silver screen. He was chairman of the Cinema City Trust for several years. His voice was another asset, and he supported Chatterbox, the Norwich talking newspaper, for many years.
A celebratory ceremony was held as the final slab was cast on a new city centre student accommodation complex in Norwich. Pablo Fanke House on All Saints Green will be home to University of East Anglia students from September 2018. The complex, named after a Norwich man who inspired the Beatles, has been taking shape over the past few months. UEA has entered into an agreement with Alumno Developments to provide 244 new rooms for students at the new 13-storey complex on the former Mecca Bingo site. The complex will be managed by Derwent students. Students will be able to apply for one of the ensuite rooms or studio flats from January. Managing Director at Alumno Developments, David Campbell, said, "This is our second project in Norwich. Our first was well received, and we just thought that our second project in Norwich would be a fantastic opportunity. Norwich is a great place to work, as there's a strong demand for modern, purpose-built student accommodation in the city centre."
A decision was to be made on Thursday over whether more than 280 student flats can be built on a Norwich car park, with neighbours urging councillors to turn the application down. Developers SCY Student Accommodation Limited has lodged proposals with Norwich City Council to build a complex called St Catherine's Yard next to Sentinel House on Surrey Street. The development would be on the car park once used by the Norwich Union Aviva staff who worked in Sentinel House, which itself is being converted into 199 apartments. Members of Norwich City Council's planning committee met on Thursday to decide whether to approve the scheme, and City Hall officers are recommending approval. But that recommendation comes despite more than 40 objections, including from the Norwich Society. The civic watchdog criticised what it described as insensitive overdevelopment, which would dominate visually the existing listed terrace. And people living in that terrace are also urging councillors not to give the development the go-ahead.
Actor and writer Stephen Fry has been named as the first guest for the University of East Anglia's Literary Festival, Spring 2018. The festival will be celebrating its 25th anniversary next year and will be welcoming a whole host of popular writers. Mr. Fry, a Norwich City fan, Norfolk resident and former student at City College, Norwich, is top of the list and will kick off the event on February the 14th. His latest book, Mythos, retells Greek myths for a contemporary audience. Eight other writers are due to follow in his footsteps, with some notable names among them. Carol Phillips, most known for his work Crossing the River, will be joined by English novelist Margaret Drabble in late February. Jesmyne Ward, an American novelist who won the National Book Award this year for Sing, Unburied, Sing, will be speaking in April. And Norwich-based writer Emma Healy, who won the Costa Book Award for her debut novel, Elizabeth is Missing, will be in conversation on May the 16th. Other names include Sarah Hall, John McGregor, Madeline Miller and Christy Watson.
The body representing the games industry has granted accreditation to a course at a Norwich University. TIGA has announced that the BA Honours Games, Art and Design course at Norwich University of the Arts has received official accreditation. More than 50% of students on the course find roles in games and related industries, including at studios such as Ubisoft and Rockstar Games. Dr. Richard Wilson, Chief Executive of TIGA, said the panel had been impressed with NUA's enthusiastic students, inspiring lecturers and great facilities. They praised its 60-40 male-to-female ratio and impressive track record at getting students into university. Now for our second feature. The custom of sending and receiving cards for Christmas started in 1843. Lynn Mortimer's article tells us a bit more about this history and about this year's popular images. Her article is read by Jenny Pierce.
Popular images. Her article is read by Jenny Pierce.